Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Donald Trump. So he sat down with Aiden Ross on the live stream, and first he came out to many men. That's the first thing. Not in the manner of I would have advised him to do it.
It's Troy Miles' birthday. We can't do this, yo. They already did it.
Please, it's my mom's birthday. Can we not
out,
do this?
He came out, but then he also said, you know, free Big Slime out the cage. He said
that, he didn't necessarily say that.
Yeah, it has to be looked at how Young Thug is being treated. It's being treated unfairly. So, okay. Trump.
You think he has any clue who Thug is?
Yeah, for sure. Free Thug. So I'll say this, by the way. A swing has happened in momentum. When Biden was running, he had no chance of winning, and that's why he dropped out, right? So I didn't think he had any chance of winning. I believe Ian didn't think he had any chance of winning. You believe that he had a chance of winning.
I believe the party had a chance of winning.
He dropped out.
Yeah.
So I would say that he had no chance of winning. Now, something very interesting has happened over the last 2 weeks. Kamala Harris has picked up a lot of momentum, and she's raised a lot of money. And she looks like she has a chance of winning, actually. So now we're seeing interesting things happen, like a president go on live stream, right? And she got to go on Kai Cenat joint now.
You think?
She has to.
It has to. If I was over the market tomorrow, you and I Spice.
In the 18 wheeler. Nah, if he get in the basement, that'd be crazy. Shout out to Kai if he does that.
Why would you? If he's on Aiden Ross.
I'm saying Aiden Ross, he went to him. He went to Mar-a-Lago. I'm saying, like, if he gets into the basement, I would, that'd be
it'd be authentic. Nuts. Kai would travel, but It wouldn't be as authentic.
Yeah, Aiden looks super happy. Did you see him before the stream started?
Oh, yeah.
He had the hat on and everything.
Man, I can't wait.
So, okay. Interesting times that we're in. How much of a circus will this situation actually get to? We're seeing many men. We're seeing him talking about Free Young Thug. They're going on live stream with the streamers. How crazy can this situation get?
I'll give him credit because that – like you're in touch with the demographic. Like if you want to get younger, you want to skew younger, you want to get a younger population, that's where they're at. They're streaming. It's Aiden, it's Kai. I mean, I don't know if Mr. Beast, if that was something that they'll entertain, but at least it's like, all right, well, they know what the youth is watching. I'll give them credit, and that's, I'll leave it at that. But Ian, you go.
As soon as I saw it, I said, because Academics did the interview with Don Jr. If I find out you set up Aiden and Trump, I'm going to come on here and tell all your business. So, do I think, how crazy can it get? I think she needs to go to, for sure, go see Kai, because you need a younger audience. I'm sure since Mr. Beast uses the hard ER, Trump is going to go there. But you got to do everything in your power. This is the most important election. And I know that gets said a lot, but the Supreme Justice thing, the police immunity thing, shit is serious. And I think we need to get one interview. If I was on her campaign, like, you need one interview where you're incredibly authentic. And I think somebody like a Kai could possibly get that out of her. But my thing is, like, when he went to Aiden, it signified to me that JD, that is backed by Peter Thiel. So shout out to all of you who asked me about Palantir, go vote for JD Vance and Trump. I think Trump is worried. I don't think that the Republicans thought that Biden was going to step down, because I think they would have picked another VP. And the traction and the money has flowed in so quickly. In October, are we going to release who we're voting for or no?
Sure.
I'm coming with a big ass
line. Sure.
I think we have to keep journalistic integrity.
Nah, fuck all that. It's over with. They think we're MAGA men. You put out there something bad about Biden. I'm like, y'all think I'm pro? Well, the toxins is what? Shut up, yo.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're not in terror. It just means
that, I mean, but once you announce that you're supporting the political,
no, you're not saying you're just saying that's who you voted for.
That means you're a supporter. If you're going to vote for him,
but you could have down the line, it could have went differently.
That's true.
So it doesn't mean you support the entire party. It just means that's who you voted for.
Can somebody send me some non-MAGA gear?
It's the worry play.
But this is going to be a very
interesting
traditional method of just running ads on TV and smear. That's not enough.
Yeah, it's not.
Because we both have two candidates that are not the most trusted. And I think it's really going to come down to policy, who can explain it the best, and who feels more authentic, because the voter base is smarter than they ever been.
Are we there yet, though? Like, I feel like there's still time, right? Like, until November.
Oh, it's so a lot of time.
The campaign, the smear ads on TV. I think after the DNC happens, she obviously officially is nominated and they have the VP. I think it gets read up. I feel like, and shout out to Jamal Bowman, like, during that, I felt like every other commercial was an attack, or it was him promoting. It was just like nonstop. Haven't really seen that yet, but I think that's more for like the 7th, 8th inning.
No, it's already happening. It's just not happening in New York.
You don't see,
even when I was in Chicago, I saw some ads.
There's a lot of ads, bro.
I haven't seen it yet.
The whole thing is, momentum.
Every commercial.
Sports. Everything just happens in quick momentum, and she has the momentum right now, and I think they're trying to figure out how, and she's gonna have even more momentum after the Democratic National Convention. That'll give her even more momentum.
I have to put the gold medal on LeBron, Simone Biles. Hey, and that, why y'all need to send a Taylor Swift and Beyonce? Better hurry up.
They keep using her music.
So she got the momentum right now. So it's momentum doesn't last forever. So we got to see how long they can carry the momentum. But right now, I don't think Trump has an answer. I don't think they have an answer for the momentum.
She needs a stellar VP candidate. I'm sure y'all heard the rumblings about who it could be.
Yeah, we had some conversations.
Yeah.
Well, how you feel about Trump at the National Black Journalists Association?
It was disrespectful. I do think he brought up a good point that, quote unquote, my opponent was not there. So I think he figured a way how to spin it. You have to give him credit for actually showing up and being thrown into the lion's den, but he does what he always does. He doesn't answer anything directly. So now he did more for Black people than Abraham Lincoln. For the record, Abraham Lincoln's wife was the one who came up with that. And like, come on, man, like, stop. So you're saying that you didn't do anything for Black people because Abe technically didn't either. It was his wife. So
I think I was talking to Don Lemon. I saw Don Lemon that day that it came out. And I was saying, like, you know, at least you got to give him to him
credit, like, for going there.
And he's entertaining. And then Lemon was like, you like that? I'm like, yo, I've never seen a politician like him before ever in life. Like, I never seen nobody that just doesn't care. Like, this dude went up there and said, yo, your equipment is bogus. It took you 35 minutes. It's unprofessional.
You guys were late. He played the CP card.
Yeah. And then he doubled down. He doubled down on a Black Jobs thing. So we've never seen anything like this in our lifetime as far as a politician that truly just is unhinged. Like, he's unhinged. With no apology.
On the investment side, though, think of how bad the economy has to be for them to let a Black woman run against him. Once again, I want to ask, would you let Trump run your company? If this is the best of breed that we have right now, we're in tricky times.
Tricky times.
I don't.
Did you, you said it was disrespectful. Which part?
I think he came off aggressive in his reply right away. Yeah. And worse things have been said about Trump, and he's done worse things. So how are you offended that a journalist asked you a question? Even if it's like, now you can argue it may not be the way that I would approach an interview or neither of you. Like, I would do the what Torre like start with the softball, let's ease into the tough shit later. But I think he took too much of a defensive stand, and you knew you was going into the lion's den. You know you're not a favorable amongst the Black people. I think he had a chance to try and sway some voters, but I don't think he's really thinking some of this through. I think he took it for granted. I really think he thought Biden was going to be his opponent, and he's a little bit shell-shocked now that he has a candidate that has some momentum in political and capital.
How you feel about him saying that she's not Black?
Is familiar with the Barack is wasn't born in America. On Blackout, after the election, we're gonna talk though.
Birthism. Yeah. I didn't you know, there was a lot of feedback that was coming from the actual committee for having them there. I don't think necessarily agree with some of the stuff I was hearing that, you know, he shouldn't have been there. I feel like as journalists, they did their job. What they came out firing, and you know, you got the audience and the people were watching. I think that was the point of it, right? Like, let's have him here. Let's ask him these questions and let him respond, and people can judge or figure out if this is somebody they want to support. I thought it was interesting. I think you brought this point up in the conversation we had. Like, out of all, we had three female journalists that were there, and I mean, obviously well accomplished, but it would have been good to see if there was maybe a male in there, and if the dialogue would have come off across the same as aggressive. As it was, because there were male journalists that were there. They just weren't, you know, given the opportunity to sit on stage. And, you know, from what he said, they kind of handpicked who they wanted and kind of handpicked some of the questions. And maybe that's why he responded in that aggressive manner, because, you know, he felt like, well, how are you to challenge me in this moment with me being here? But I thought they did their job. It was unfortunate, some of the feedback that they got. And then I saw Stephen A. Smith was there. Shout out to Stephen A. He had First Take there and spoke about the situation as well. So if anything, if comes from it, people got to see or got to realize, like, hey, this is who you're dealing with, up close and personal. And the fact that she wasn't there, I think he kind of left out the part that Kamala was attending Congresswoman Sheila Jackson's funeral. So the reason she wasn't there was
spin by any means. You know he's going to. Do we think Trump is going to be honest with black people regardless of who the journalist is?
I don't think he's going to be honest with anybody.
So I don't know if it's just us. I mean, just in general.
He is entertaining.
Are he going to be honest with the MAGA people? Well, except the January 6th thing that he didn't go to, that he made them go to.
Never told him to go down there.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.